This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 7th. God's word for you today is just stand. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6, verse 13, and it says, "And having done all, to stand." Does the Bible say after you have done everything, after you go through all you're going through, sit or throw a pity party or throw a tantrum or write to protest letter to God? God says, after you have done all, stand. Standing just means standing, but a lot of people do not want to stand. Instead, they want to run or hide or cry and roll because they do not want to stand. Stand, a song by Donnie McClurkin, is one song that God uses to minister to me in different seasons of my life. And the song is based on Ephesians 6 verse 13. After you have done all you can, just stand. There was a time that during my prayer walk, I listened to this song. I cannot remember how many times, and I was telling myself, stand after you've done all. Just stand. I know the pain of wanting to just crawl into a corner, and I was telling myself, you are going to stand and you are going to preach on Sunday. You are going to stand and you are going to counsel people. You are going to stand and you are going to pray for people who are going through their own challenges. You are going to stand, and I am standing to the glory of God, and I will keep standing. I want to encourage you to search for and listen to the song Stand by Donnie McClurkin. After you have done all you can, just stand. There was a prophet in the Bible named Elijah. He was powerful and anointed of God. Elijah confronted the king of a powerful nation, Ahab. He prophesied drought, saying, "Except at my word, there will be no rain," and there was no rain. Elijah was fed by ravens and in that period raised the dead. Elijah stood down 850 false prophets of Baal and called down fire from heaven. Then one mad woman threatened to kill Elijah and he ran. Elijah did not stand. The moral of the story is not to fear women. The moral of the story is to stand. What would have happened if Elijah just stood? He was afraid. He felt deflated. He felt everything crashing on him. But if he just stood, picture it, what would have happened? What would have prevailed? But he did not stand. Elijah experienced non-stop protection, provision, the presence of God, and the power of God. Then one grumpy witch threatened him, and his world fell apart. Yes, Jezebel was very dangerous, but not where Elijah is standing. Let us pray. Father, I depend on you, who is able to keep me from falling, to keep me standing, come what may, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.